Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This Friday, October 26th, is the monthly Downtown Duluth Arts Walk, including more than 20 arts-related venues in downtown, open for visits from everyone from 5 to 8 p.m. And today on Radio Gallery, we spotlight the Joseph Nice Gallery, located at 23 West 1st Street in downtown Duluth, exhibiting for one more week the work of Karen Owsley Nice and her show, Elemental Forces.
I'm Karen Owsley Nice. I'm a visual artist, and my current medium or my current body of work is oil paintings on wood panel.
Well, you have just an incredible project in conjunction with the Minnesota Ballet and your works, The Elemental Forces. What is this project and how did it come around?
So Elemental Forces is about aspects of the natural world. So I'm working with water right now. The project with the Minnesota Ballet, and particularly the choreographer, Laura Goodman, came about because she's actually my next door neighbor, and we were having dinner one night, and she was talking about doing choreography, and just she was kind of doing motions and with her hands, and I was thinking, that'd be great to have my paintings interpreted by a choreographer. And, you know, she said, yeah, that'd be kind of fun. And then she did get a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, and so it was game on.
What an amazing project.
It was. It brought tears to my eyes. And as an artist, a visual artist, it's really easy to kind of get in your own, you know, little world, and then to have somebody come in and interpret the work from her art just gave me, it's made me think about how I'm showing motion in my own paintings. And so I'm getting ready to go back in the studio after taking a little break with all this, and it'll be interesting to see what the paintings look like after that.
Talk about your work a little bit. Do you do plein air? Do you do photography to work from?
Well, I have done plein air, and I enjoy doing that as an exercise. I think it makes you a lot better painter. But for this body of work, I watch what the waves and the wind are doing, and I go out to either Brighton Beach or right at the mouth of the Lester River where you see surfers sometimes, because that's where you get the best waves, also for me to paint. And I just take a zillion pictures with my cell phone. It's important to me that it looks like a specific wave. And then I paint with glazes, and I build up the color, and the painting is actually really thin, and where it's white, that isn't paint, that's just the white gessoed background showing through. So they are kind of treated similar to watercolor, but it's with oil paint glazes, and it gives it a real luminous effect, and that's what I'm going for.
Well, the outcome, of course, for anyone who's seen your work, is that you are absolutely transported to the shore.
Excellent. It is just about water. It's not, there isn't any sky, there isn't any beach, and I want it to be just about water. And that relates back to the name Elemental Force. It's one of the elements.
Well, there's another week or so of this show up, and people are fortunate again to be able to stop by the gallery for Downtown Arts Walk?
Yes. Laura and I will actually be giving a talk about our process at 6 p.m., and then we're actually going to leave that show up through the following weekend, November 3rd. So it'll be a couple more weekends. They can see the work.
How fun is it to be a part of this Downtown Arts Walk that happens each month?
That's great. And what's interesting to me is it brings in, I think a lot of people are sometimes uncomfortable about going into a gallery. They don't know what they're supposed to do, but if it's just an arts walk, then they know they can just walk in and spend a couple of minutes, or they can spend an hour. It just seems like they feel really comfortable, and it's been a lot of people that we haven't seen otherwise. So I think that's always a good thing, just to kind of spread the word of art. And they go to the other galleries, and everybody's getting used to doing this thing on Friday night, seeing new art.
You can find the work of Karen Owsley Nice on display at the Joseph Nice Gallery on 1st Street. The October Downtown Duluth Arts Walk is happening Friday, October 26th from 5 to 8 p.m. with galleries open on Superior Street, 1st Street, and so much more. Information on Facebook and links at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.